When international drug dealers sell cocaine, marijuana, or heroin to buyers, they have to do something to make the income appear legitimate. In recent years, tighter banking regulations in the U.S. and abroad have made money laundering more difficult. NPR's Philip Davis reports now that federal investigators say the traffickers have found a new way to process their cash, using life insurance policies.
Federal officials say the remnants of Colombia's feared Cali cartel may have laundered more than $80 million over the past few years by cleverly manipulating life insurance policies from brokers in the U.S. and abroad.
We believe we just hit the tip of the iceberg.
John Clark is special agent in charge for the Customs Service's Miami office. He says the ongoing probe, known as Operation Capstone, has already identified 250 investment-grade life insurance accounts controlled by drug traffickers.
What they would do through their broker would be to invest money into these accounts, build up the value, and instead of waiting for the full term of the account to expire, they'd make early withdrawals, they'd make partial withdrawals, they'd incur significant penalties, but the value to them was that they'd get the return in Colombia and substantiate the alleged legitimacy of it by producing a document saying, well, this comes from an insurance company in the Isle of Man.
The process was starkly illustrated in an indictment handed down this month in Miami of an alleged Colombian cocaine trafficker named Rodrigo Murillo. Dick Gregory is an assistant United States attorney in Miami.
The case involved money that was being sent by Rodrigo Murillo and his family here to an insurance company in Fort Lauderdale, essentially laundering several million dollars in cash by buying insurance policies. And these insurance policies are what they call viaticals. That is, they're life insurance policies on people who are dying or about to die. And they sell the life insurance policy for less than its face value. And the money really works sort of like a mutual fund. You can buy in and sell and transfer it. And there are payments that comes out, interest payments that come out, so that it is a way to launder funds.
The money, $50,000, $100,000 at a time, was sent on a circuitous route from the insurance companies to banks and currency exchange houses in Mexico, Latvia, and Hong Kong, and finally to Florida. Charles Intriago publishes Money Laundering Alert, an international newsletter. Intriago says the insurance industry became vulnerable to money laundering because even in the U.S., it's less regulated than the banking industry and dependent on individual salesmen who sometimes suffer from what he calls willful blindness.
The deliberate avoidance of knowledge of the facts. In other words, some person comes to an insurance agent who wishes to buy a major insurance product with a major premium attached and a major commission to the agent at stake, and the agent is not going to be that motivated to dig down deeper and find out if that money is from criminal activity.
The worry is not only drug traffickers, but that terrorists may be using the life insurance industry to launder money. Alarmed by the threat, the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network is now proposing new rules under the USA Patriot Act that would require the industry to establish anti-money laundering programs. The insurance industry has long resisted increased regulation, but Carl Wilkerson, the chief counsel for the American Council of Life Insurers, says the industry is ready to cooperate.
The insurance industry, after September 11, recognizes the importance of putting money launderers and terrorists out of business. So the industry takes its responsibilities under the USA Patriot Act very seriously.
The insurance industry has already put out voluntary guidelines that it hopes will flag irregular transactions. The federal rules will take effect early next year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.